Philippians. Turn with me to the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians. And I want to preach this morning, if God will help me for just a little while, on the right state of mind. Stand with us. I want to begin reading with verse number 4. Verse number 4. The Bible said, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, and if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Our Father, we bow in your divine presence. Oh Lord, this morning we come before you as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear Lord, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us and caring for us today. Thank you, Lord, for these that are bowed with us. Lord, you know the needs of every life, every heart, every individual. Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd bless and help us as we leave this place today. Lord, let us be different. Lord, because you've made a change in our lives. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd strengthen us. And Lord, again, anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach, Lord, today, your unsearchable riches of your blessed word. We ask you now to go with us and give us the words that we need to say. And what you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to talk to us on having a right state of mind. You know, as I read here in this text that I read to you, we know that we're living in the last days according to the Word of God. And we know that there's going to be uncertainties in this day that we're living in. And we know that there's going to be a lot of perplexity, a lot of confusion in this world and uncertainties that come our way. It would be wonderful if we could go back about another 60 years and draw from those years when things in America used to be a little more peaceful. Yeah. Amen. Where you could open up the doors, the screen doors, prop them open with a rock, and go to bed at night not worrying about anybody coming in and robbing you. A time when you could go to the country store and not worry about folks robbing you or shooting at you going down the highway. The day where things were more peaceable in our country. But we're reminded that the day of the Lord is at hand. And so we know that the coming of the Lord is soon here. And I do believe that the Bible teaches us that things will wax worse and worse, and the love of many will draw colder, will become colder. So we're seeing that come to fruition in the day that we're living in today. So what do we do when in these types of days, when we're trying to seek for peace in our own lives? Now, there's not going to be peace on earth. We know that. The Bible said when they say peace, peace, sudden destruction is going to come. That's in the day that we're living in today. When people are calling for peace all over the world, where the nations will no longer be against nation. But we're living in the day where Jesus said that would come, that there would be nations against nation, household against household, brothers against sisters. We live in a day where it seems like peace is just a thing of the past today. But what do we do in this day to have the right state of mind in this day that we're living in today? Well, in the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul loved this little church, and they were a very loving people according to the Word of God, and a very generous people. And the Apostle Paul gave them some instructions on how they ought to live and have the right state of mind in this day that we're living in today. And I want you to note, first of all, that we find in the Bible what we need to do is to have us a greater inspiration of the awesomeness of God. Amen. Just being inspired by the awesomeness
kindness of God, and knowing who He is just enough to comfort my heart, and to know that He's still sitting on the throne, and that He still is in control of the end times, just like He was at the first times. Amen. And so we know this morning that if we're going to have the right state of mind to find a peace in our hearts and in our minds, is to know that God is in control. And I'm glad, thank God, that man's not in control. President Trump, he's not in control. And nor the other dictators of all the world is not in control. And but God is in control. And if we'd be inspired in this day by the awesomeness of God, what He has already done, to know that He is still in charge. And we want to reflect today on some things that He has done. Just look at the awesomeness of our own creation that we're living in today. Isn't it amazing, a world that we live in today? Isn't it? Amen. Amen. How awesome is the world that we live in today? I step out of my house and walk at night oftentimes, and I look at the stars and the moon as big as it is where I live, and look at the night, amen, and look at the peacefulness of the night, and see the glory of God's creation even in the heavens, amen, and the twinkling of the stars and the planets and the moon, and everything's running right on time. It never does miss a beat, amen. Everything is working just right, and it's amazing that it does it day after day, night after night, till Jesus comes. I'm assured of that, amen. It's going to be that way till Jesus comes. He said there'll always be seasons, amen, summer and spring and fall and winter. As long as the earth is here, God's creation will sustain itself. He put it that way, amen. But what about the glory of even the earth that He placed us upon? The scientist is always trying to find other planets. I don't know why we want to go somewhere else. Do you? Everything that God made is just right. We've got everything that man needs right here on this planet. Amen. Did you know even our own health, our medicines, and everything that cures diseases are found here on this earth? Amen. Think about it. And the scientists think that they've came up, the medical field thinks that they've came up with some type of a unusual medicine, and all it is God has let us find out about it, that He has placed on the earth to benefit us in our health. They've not pulled it out of their hat. It's always been here, and God reveals that to us, and when He needs to reveal more, He'll reveal more. Amen. What an awesome God. Did you know He did this over 6,000 years ago? Amen. And everything's running like it's supposed to run. That's amazing. But then how you look at not only the creation, but what about the awesomeness of when He parted the Red Sea? Now think about that. That's something awesome to me. And He told the children of Israel to never forget it. He said, put that in your mind. He said, tell it over and over to every generation that they would think about what God had done when He parted that Red Sea. That was phenomenal in Moses' day. It was a glorious day when God's people came out of Egypt by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. But did you know it was in the wilderness when they began to worry and they began to get discouraged? Amen. And they saw Pharaoh and they got scared. But whenever they saw the sea part, it done something to their mind. Amen. They knew right then that God was in control of this thing. Amen. There's sometimes, since I've been saved. Now the greatest thing ever happened to you and me is when we got saved. But the devil from that time forward has always tried to trip us up and trying to captivate our minds and get our thoughts off on God. off on something else other than the things of God. But we'll be inspired by the awe of God and the wow of God when we remember that He parted the sea for Moses, and He'll make a way for you too. Amen. Now think about that. Sometimes we get in our mind that it can't get any better than it is right now, and that things that are will never be any better, and we can't think ourselves out of it, and we can't work ourselves out of it. But when we know that God does something there, that we stand at the sea and say, "Oh, wow, look at this. One side and the other side." Well, it took them a day to sit and just reminisce over the awesomeness of the sea parting, how the wind was blowing. They said, "Look at there. It's a dry on the ground. God's going to make a way for us." How do you make a way for you? The right state of mind. Amen. How we have it in this day, how to find peace. Amen. But the Bible then talks about how the feeding of the 5,000. Amen. That He fed with just a fish and a few loaves of bread. That's amazing to me, is it not you? Yeah, we think that we're going to run out. Amen. We wonder when our money's going to run out. Somebody said, "There's not enough month for the money that I have, and we're just going to run out." Amen. Seem like things just go too fast, and next thing you know, the month is already gone, and we wind up at the end of it shorthanded. But I want to remind you of the awesomeness of God. He fed 5,000 with just a few loaves. I've prayed before. A little bit of short on my dollar, and I'd say, "Lord, please stretch this dollar." And you know, next thing I know, He's pulled that thing way out there, and it's went further than it normally has. That's amazing, isn't it? There've been some times in my life and your life where our time has seemed like it was really passing by. There's some times when I'm getting ready to go to church, sometimes when I'm getting ready to preach, that I'm begging God to just let the time slow down. There's times when we just need a little more time, and I pray and ask God to let the time slow down. And the next thing I know, what used to seem like was 10 minutes becomes 30 minutes. Yeah, He give us a right state of mind. Have you ever done that? You know what I'm talking about. Why does everything have to be in such a hurry? Lord, please slow the time down. There have been some times when I've told Miss D, I said, "I don't know what's the matter this morning, but the time just is going like this." And I have to pray and say, "Slow it down." And He slows it down. Yeah. He fed 5,000 with just a little fish and a few loaves of bread. Somebody said just a handful of biscuits. Amen. And fed 5,000. And the Bible said they'd taken up fragments of that. But He didn't only do that one time, but He fed 4,000 another time. I'm telling you, He's able to take a little bit and make a lot out of it. Right state of mind. Amen. Right state of mind. When you think about it, those are the things that we need to see the awesomeness of God, don't we? These things in our lives, when it doesn't look like we've got a way, we get in a frenzy and we get in all types of a fret. And the next thing you know, the devil's got our mind. And the Lord tells us to think on these good things. He said, "Set your affections not on things that's below here, but things that are above." God is far higher than we are. His thoughts are far more intelligent than our thoughts are. He is a God that specializes in impossible tasks. And He can do it for you because He did it for them. Amen. Well, what about Lazarus that was raised from the dead? How many funerals you ever been to? Boy, I tell you, we're brokenhearted, killed over the death of our loved ones. I tell you, they don't anything take its place. I heard a preacher say one time that it would be an insult to give somebody $1 million for their grief. You couldn't do that. You wouldn't want to take $1 million for your grief. You can't help it when it comes to death. is something about that that tears the very heart out of us. And it hurts so bad. But you know how when we think about Lazarus and what God did for him when he raised him from the dead, the only consolation and the only peace that we find in our mind is that Jesus is the resurrection. Amen. When we carry the coffin out to the grave, where they're going to put it down in the grave, the only thing that I can think about is one day they're coming up out of that grave. I can go home with a sense of comfort and peace of mind when I go home. Whether it's been 30 years or 50 years since they've been gone, we still know that the resurrection's coming. Hallelujah. And it gives us in the right state of mind. Amen. But then, we need to know about who God is. Not only that he is an awesome and he's a God of a wow, but he's a God that we want to know who he is. You know, I like to know who he is, don't you? Amen. I don't know everything about God. Neither do you. This Bible doesn't tell us everything about God. It doesn't do that. But it tells us enough about him to where we can know who he is. Amen. And we can know his attributes and his very character. And as long as I can lean on him and I can lean on that, I know that I can get in the right state of mind. I want to tell you, man, they'll mislead you. Yeah, right. You can put your confidence in a preacher. And you can put your confidence in that man's character. And then the next thing you know, something to happen to that man, and his character will be dissolved, and his influence is gone. And the next thing you do is you say, "Well, I thought he was a good man." Yeah. You know what happened? He just failed us, didn't he? Wow. But I'm talking about a right state of mind with God, who will never fail us. You can lean on his character and his attributes and to know that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He'll do to depend on. He'll do to carry you through in this day that we're living in today, when all the world has got wacky. Amen. The Lord Jesus is the same. He's the firm foundation, and he'll never crack in our day that we're living in today. Amen. He's always been long-suffering toward us, in that his will is that none perish, but that all come to repentance. Boy, what a patient God that'll help our mind. I tell you, I need, oftentimes, my mind needs to get in the right state. It does. If I listen to the world, and if I watch what's on television and listen to the world, and eat up on Facebook and the Twitters and all them things, I'm going to tell you, you'll be like a scrambled egg. It'll absolutely weary you to death. Amen. Because there's so much out there that clutters the brain. And the next thing you know, you don't know which way to turn. That's the way that does. And I'm going to tell you, when we look to God and we see that he is long-suffering and patient toward us, and he is patient toward us. Somebody said this morning, just wait on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it'll do you good just to sit down and be quiet.
Amen.
Wouldn't it? Just get off by yourself, find an old stump out in the woods somewhere, and just sit down.
Yeah.
And just say, "Boy, don't this feel good? Leave your watch at home, your Facebook at home, leave all your stuff at home that hinders your thoughts, and just go to the woods and sit down." Amen. Just sit there and and wait until the Lord says, "What are you doing here?" He's been out there all this time waiting. Amen. The Lord has. And now he's out there, and then he's saying, "What are you doing here?" And then you can begin to listen. Don't do no talking.
Yeah.
What's wrong with us now? We talk too much.
Amen.
Listen to the Lord and let him speak to us about who he is. Quit telling him who we are. Start listening to when he wants to tell us who he is. He's long-suffering. Amen. He's a long-suffering God. He's a God of justice. He's a God of righteousness. Amen. He's a God that expects us to be humble. He's a God that expects us to have love. Amen. When we recognize His attributes and His and who He is, He can put us in the right state of mind. And then we find in our mind, Paul said, think on these things. He said good thoughts. He said true things, honest things, just things, pure things, lovely things, good report. And he said, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Sometimes it'll do us good to just know and be still that God is God. Amen. He's talking about in verse number 9, he said, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, he said, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. This book is the Word of God that we have written here. The Holy Ghost takes this book and he seasons this with life. Now, there ain't no life in these pages. It's made out of a tree. They tell me this is made out of leather, an animal somewhere. This is. This here is made out of a tree. Nothing in there. And those black dots you see in there is ink. That's just ink. That's all this is when you think about it on our term. But when you think about it on His term, amen, it becomes much greater, much higher. And then the thoughts begin to get more enhanced from the Word of God by the Spirit of God. And He begins then to tell us what it is that we need to do. He said, shun the very appearance of evil. Get out of that places that look like it's going to be a rough place. When the lusts of the flesh come and they try to enhance us and tempt us to follow after the lust of the flesh, I'm talking about they and a lot of folks got in some serious trouble following after the lusts of the flesh. But he says, get this Word of God in your mind where it'll guide us, and the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us by the Word of God, the commandments of God. Amen. How can we have a peace in our mind if we don't have something that controls us in our walk? Amen. This morning, we need to have a right state in a wrong world. We live in a wrong world. The only thing that keeps me going is knowing God. To know that everything is exactly like God had planned it to be and working just like God worked it to be. Everything's working. I like to know that the same God of the Bible is the same God that we're serving today. And He is this morning. And He's got it in control. Now, while we get a song ready, let me ask you a question about your mind. What has been hindering you in your thoughts? In your thoughts. Have we let the gods of this world blind us into thinking right? Are we believing in our mind and in our heart that our situation cannot get no better than what it is right now, because that's who we are and that's what we'll always be? But what about God? God specializes in changing things. He can change circumstances. He can change problems. He can take what looks like bad and turn it around and it appear good. I've seen that, hadn't you? I've seen people lose their jobs. Absolutely lose their job, only to turn around within just days and find a better one. And they thought their world was all closed in. And they're going to lose everything they had. And next thing you know, God just supplied. It's amazing how we think make a difference when we think about God.
Now, when we think about God, now I'm not talking about sitting here and thinking if the color of the carpet could change red and be pretty, and just keep thinking on that, because it may never get changed red. And if it does get changed red, it ain't going to make amounts to nothing. But God make the difference. Let's stand.